Magandang umaga, kasama natin si Pam Posadas o Pamela Posadas. Magandang araw sa iyo, Pam.
Good morning, Annalyn.
Oo. Ikaw ay isa sa mga tatanggap at manunumpa bilang isang bagong Australiano nitong Australia Day. Saan council ka bali nakatira at saan ka manunumpa?
Holroyd Garden, I think in Cumberland Council.
Balikan natin, Pamela, kailan at paano ka dumating dito sa Australia?
So I migrated here noong December 2011 by myself initially. Then after a year, I got married. Then my husband followed.
Ikinasal ka sa Pilipinas?
Yes.
That was 5 years ago. 5 years ago. Wala pa kayo baby, syempre noon, bagong kasal lang kayo. Ngayon, may
up
kids
na.
Wala
pa din.
Wala pa din.
Dalawa pa lang din.
Okay. At least you're enjoying yourselves.
Yes.
Nung dumating ka dito more than 5 years ago, ano yung pinagkabalhan mo? Paano ka, kumbaga, nag-migrate ka as a worker?
PR. Directly PR. Permanent resident.
Dahil anong trabaho mo noon?
So, bale, since a PR, so you don't have to have work here once you arrive. So, you just need to look for work here. So, after, hindi pa ako kagad naghanap noon kasi I was with my parents. So, 3 months muna nag... Enjoy muna seeing sightseeing, and then after 3 months, I already got my first job and my job up to now, my first and current job, which is as an accountant in Nestle.
So kaya ka napapadpad dito dahil isa kang accountant or yung parents nandito na?
Actually, wala akong immediate family na nandito, but then I have so many relatives here.
Mm-mm.
So they encouraged me to migrate here. Yun lang, not because of work, because...
You just wanted to migrate.
Yeah. Yes. Part na rin yung work, of course, better life. But my main reason is because my relatives encouraged me here.
Pero nung, syempre, yung application mo, anong nilagay mo na application?
I was assessed as an accountant because I did a skilled migrant application. So you have to have skills.
Tama. Ngayon, isa ka pa rin accountant?
At yes.
Ngayon natatanggapin mo na yung certificate mo bilang isang Australiano. Ano yung pakiramdam mo?
Siyempre masaya because at the end of the day, that's what you want, like, for living here for, like, 5 years. So, masaya. And I think for my family, at least wala nang visa when you go to US and Europe. So, it's much easier because I remember before na deny pa ako noon nung sa Philippines pa lang ako noon. So, going to US. So, at least now, less hassle traveling if you wanna see the other side
outside of the world.
That's it, yeah.
Sumunod sa'yo yung husband mo, nagtrabaho din ba siya agad? Or nakahanap
yes,
siya agad ng trabaho?
Yes, he was able to find job. But I think after, like, same as with me, like 3 months.
Enjoy muna.
Hindi ko alam kung matagal yun or what. No. For him, he started looking, but then mahirap din talaga. He started looking immediately, but then wala talaga. So I think after 3 months, and then contract lang muna. But yes, he's now working same as me as an accountant as well.
Oh, wow. So, asset kayo na Australia kasi mga accountant pala kayo.
Pwede. Yes. Because, of course, we're helping drive taxes. And, yes.
Pareho ba kayo ng husband mo?
No, because nauna ko. So, syempre, delayed siya. So, after a year pa siya, 2018 pa siya.
Kasi
kailangan mag-meet yung 4-year residency.
Oo.
So, yun.
At bilang isang bagong mamayang Australiano, ano sa tingin mo yung iyong maiaambag o maibibigay naman sa bagong bansa na umampon sa'yo at ngayon sariling bansa mo na?
Siguro not doing anything against their policies and regulations, just being a good law-abiding citizen. I think that would be the best, give back to them.
Again, congratulations, Pamela Posadas, for taking your oath as an Australian citizen.
All right, thank you too, SBS.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.